It was nice to see the wealth of the offense being shared.
Well, this is the second power play opportunity for Rapids in the game. They got a power play goal earlier. As we will see what they can do. If they can go up 2 for 2, as Whitehead has a puck near side, skating towards the goal line. Goes around the cage, back out front to Bryson. Slap shot for Beauchamp. That's a big stop there by Healy as Asante gets the puck up to neutral ice, and there's a whistle for a high stick. So out of the zone goes the puck, and Rapids will have to get her set up yet again. Stoppage of play, 17:50. Left in the second.
When Beauchamp can catch that one-timer, it's an absolute rocket. He gets so much behind it, and Healy does well there to smother it.
As Beauchamp, well, he better get a lot behind it. He's 6'5", 200 pounds, so he better get a lot of velocity on that puck. As Rapids gets the faceoff behind Shaw, and now here they go. Beauchamp takes it up the far side, breaks into the zone, gets around the defense, backhand. Big rebound by Healy as Cooper back to the point. Bryson, centering attempt, nobody home, goes to Beauchamp. As Whitehead, he gets harassed right at the blue line. Sends it down low to Ilian. Ilian and Cooper get a little tangled up. As Beauchamp, he holds the zone. That was close. As Rapids trying to set up that power play. A little bit aggressive forecheck being demonstrated here by the Outlaws. Bryson, Rister, shot and a goal! Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Wow. That was a lot of velocity on that puck, and Rapids is up 6-0.
I mean, shades of Tudic, shades of Schweitzer. I mean, Bryceland, the Telford, England native. What a shot that is. I mean, he scored another one sort of similar early in the season. Just it was sort of unbelievable angle, top of that right circle, just somehow finds a top corner past the goaltender, and what a shot that was.
2:54, time of the goal. Going to wait on the assists on that, but that was a sharp-angled shot, top shelf. Healy didn't know. I don't think Healy saw it.
Yeah, I mean, the quickness of that shot, I'd be surprised if he did see it.
So Rapids now 2 for 2 on the power play. So, Bryson, he got his 8th of the year as Rapids, Asante digging for it in the corner. As Cooper gets another assist in the game. And Whitehead with another as well as a shot from the point. And that is nothing but gloved by Healy. So we got another stoppage of play. 16:30 left to go. Second period. Rapids up 6-0, enjoying a 34-6 shot advantage over the Outlaws.
Yeah, and Whitehead's been all over this game. I mean, picking up his second assist of the night. And, I mean, he's been up and down all night and making some great plays.
Well, face-off being controlled by Asante as they send the puck around the boards. Raffert, he holds his own, sends it back the other way. Williams, as he falls down, loses possession of the puck, and now Asante brings the puck up, intercepted by Chevy Alexander, brought up by Williams, a 3-1 spot here for River King. Shot, and a goal! Another one from that right circle. And a laser goes top shelf, and Healy's looking for answers.
What is in the water today?
River Kings, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, man.
Obviously, that bounty must have energized the River Kings. I mean, 3 shots and just top shelfed again and again and again. I mean, what a shot. I want to have a look at this replay. Wow.
Wow.
Williams.
That's his second goal of the game. As Rapids just rolling, 6-0. They got another opportunity there. As Locker tries to stuff one home, no avail. Healy was up to it. Locker has the puck, tries to center it. Puck's just sitting there. Puck comes out. Raffert gets to it. Shot just over the crossbar. Welsh with his second assist of the game. And Raffert with his first. So. 3:56, time of the goal. Second assist for Welsh. First assist for Raffert. And Williams, his second goal of the night. So Rapids just pouring it on, 7-0 with 15-15 left to go in the second period. And this is one that it gets a little out of hand, and it could only get worse.
Yeah, I mean, this American line, I'm probably the 20th time I've said it this weekend, but just really playing well.
And there's a big long pass, got behind the defense. Ilian just couldn't quite hold on to it. Skates around, leaves a shot right up in the slot. Williams can't bury it as Healy was there. But boy, oh boy, that's another one that Healy, his ability kept that out of the back of the net. My goodness.
Yeah, and Williams has had two really good chances. I mean, both created by Ilian, and Healy's brilliance has kept him to only two goals tonight.
This is definitely I'm not going to say a clinic, but it's a good show put on by the River Kings tonight as they are holding the score at 7-0 to this point. And man, I have no reason to think there won't be more added to it as Ilian goes behind the cage. Centering attempt, Nelson on the right side. Rapids playing like they are in the power play as Cooper back down around to Diamond. Diamond centering it, nobody home. Nelson shot. Big glove save by Healy, so another stoppage. 14-22 left, second period. Rapids still holding the line, 7-0. 38-7 shot advantage. And here you got poor Deacon Shaw at the other end working his warm-up routine as he's kind of lonely down there.
Yeah, there was a similar great save off the...
Rapids is buzzing now as that shot, I think, just bounced off the top of the crossbar. I didn't hear a clink as we were talking, but that was close as Cooper, flanked by Diamond, comes in, shot, gobbled up by Healy, and that was another one that a lesser goaltender, that's in the back of the net.
Absolutely, and just want to give a quick update on the Squatch and Havoc score. It's a 3-0 Squatch at the beginning of the second.
Well, that's, you know.
Was a miracle on ice? Was that 4-3?
That's a good point. I don't know.
We're hoping for another miracle.
You believe in miracles. There's a shot from the point just tipped wide by Allstrand as we are under 14 minutes left to go. It's a redirect point blank by Bryslin. He tries to wrap around there. He can't get it to go as Asante's trying to bring things up. Bulldog bounce off the glass. Puck just stuck on the ice. Allstrand up to Anderson. Anderson brings it up into the zone. He gets tripped up. Garcia with a shot. Big rebound there. Shot, and there's a whistle as there's a trip called against Asante, and Rapids back on the power play. Now there's a lot of frustration, I think, coming up.
Yeah, I mean, Asante just can't seem to dig out of this hole they've made for themselves, and the call is a tough, I mean, interesting play. I mean, Marcus just sorts of has no speed, so when he tries to get going and the stick's there, it's just an obvious call to be made.
Trip for Lindblom at 6:28. So Rapids, another power play. They are 2-for-2s tonight as Allstrand with the skating about the circle. Up to Tudich inside the blue line. Back to Allstrand. Back to Tudich. Tudich circled to Anderson. That'll be left circle. Shot. Big rebound. Big bounce. Just sitting there. Rapids trying to get it back out to get another shot. They do. Schweitzer, Anderson, Schweitzer, cross pass to Tudich. Tudich, shot, big rebound, shot, and that's gobbled up by Healy. Stoppage of play, 13 minutes exactly left to go second period, 1:29 left to go in the skater advantage as Rapids, they are just peppering the goal.
Yeah, and I just want to see a bit more urgency. You see Anderson, he catches it top of the circle. You see a couple of situations like that in a game, and you have that space and just you wait too long, and when you eventually take the space, it's all just gets smothered. Just a bit more urgency. That first step needs to be a bit quicker.
Rapids wins that faceoff down low. Schweitzer, he tries to snipe the top shelf. Just a little bit of a blocker on that for Healy. He's coming out front. Anderson back to Schweitzer. Schweitzer to Anderson on the near side. Tudich, he can't get it to stay on the stick, and that just flops into the slot. Yeah, Allstrand, cross-ice pass. Tic-tac-toe effort there. Nice save and a goal by Schweitzer. It's 8-0. Rapids over Asante.
I mean, wow, wow, wow. The power play's moving it nicely. They're just taking advantage of this collapsed penalty kill. It's too passive. It's just too passive for a team like Rapids who can move the puck so well. And the initial play, getting it to Denti in front and then Schweitzer to bury the third or fourth rebound.
Yeah, that was third or fourth. There's one, two, and I think the third one got it. Boy, oh boy, it's getting a little like me here. It's getting a little ugly at the Suffolk County Recreation Center here in Wisconsin Rapids. Calling it the way I see it. It's getting a little rough.
Yeah, definitely. Now I want to see this American line produce some more magic.
That's Schweitzer's second goal of the game. With assists to Denti, that's his second. And Anderson with his second, or his first assist. That's at 7:26, time of the goal. So another stoppage as the puck will come down for a faceoff in the Rapids end. Not to jinx anything, but Santi hasn't taken a shot yet this second period. And those seven shots that they had, four of them were on the Rapids power play, as our trusty cameraman Art pointed out. That other than that first power play just a minute into the game, Santi hasn't really done much offensively with Rapids.
Just the Rapids pressure just smothering, and they can't get a break right now.
Locker just out speeds the puck down the ice to prevent an icing. Drop pass to Beauchamp in the far corner. Comes around, thought about trying to jam one home on the doorstep. Locker with it, back behind the goal, picked up by the River Kings, and they can't hold the zone. They'll just have to reset. Whitehead with it. Skating backwards to his blue line. Lob pass up to Welsh, who just gets hit hard right into his own bench. He's all right, though, the young Wisconsin Rapids product. As the puck bouncing around, picked up by Whitehead. Locker can't hold it as Ilian has to gather the puck as Rapids has to reset yet again. That might be the most discombobulated Rapids has looked all night.
Yeah.
As Williams has it, stops, spins. Beauchamp tried to center it, can't. Locker tries to send it back to Williams. Williams gets his pocket picked. Asante trying to just get it out of the zone, and they do. And that will be an icing called stoppage play. 10:55 left to go. Second period, Rapids up 8-0.
Yeah, I mean, the flutters of opportunities that the Outlaws do get in the Rapids zone, it's just almost worrying. I mean, the defense look quite flustered, almost taken aback that they're getting this pressure, and I think just that's where the focus needs to be coming into these playoffs, just really focusing on these defensive mistakes.
Faceoff coming blocker side of Healy, won by Rapids. Ilian tries to center it up to Cooper. Cooper holds the zone. Chevy Alexander skates in. He's being harassed. Loose puck bouncing. Can't knock it home out of midair as Ilian is now the Outlaws break out as there's a stoppage of play.
Healy's down.
As Healy is down. He's hurting. Second time.
Might have been a stick that caught him high.
I'm wondering if that swing and a miss by Ilian might have caught him. Hopefully Healy's all right. Don't want to see anybody get hurt. He's pretty slow to get up, and I'm just wondering if that's what had happened as he caught the blade of the stick in the helmet.
I would imagine it's something like that.
He's played a heck of a game. I've got more colorful words for it, but I just like Eminem. The FCC needs to leave me be. And I'll tell you what, he's played so well that I don't want to see him leave this game because he's having a heck of a night. You can say what you want about it, 8-0. He is playing outstanding.
Yeah, it's misleading. I mean, the chances the River Kings get, they're high-grade chances more often than not. And when you have so many chances like that, it's hard to keep the score down.
Yeah, they're making a change now as it appears as old Girard. Oh, they're calling Girard back. Let's see what they're doing. Timeout Asante. As timeout being called here at 9:21 as Healy comes up. Girard is talking as the team's talking. Hopefully everyone's okay.
Healy's just off for some water right now.
So here's my question. What do you tell your team? If you're in that spot, what do you tell them?
I think it's just play for your pride. Don't let this get out of hand. And play for your pride and just respect the game and play strong to the end.
I mean, it's one where, don't take any crap.
Yeah,
I can say that. Don't take any of that. But just still respect the game, respect the opponent. Mm-hmm. Let's get this out of here, and let's load back up to Minnesota.
Lick our wounds and to our go again next week.
Yeah, next week. We go duck hunting next week.
Yeah, that should be an exciting
season. We're all, you know, I met some pretty cool people down at the Dells a week ago, and they're a nice organization. They're good people down there. And this word of advice, duck season's closed here in Wisconsin right now, and they're a federally protected migratory game bird, so you don't get caught killing them out of season. And it might get a little rough next weekend as teams are going on two different planes, but we'll worry about that next weekend as we still got to cuff these Outlaws and stuff them back in the bus. 10.5 to go left in the second period. Rapids buzzing 8-0. Shot point blank, wide of the mark by Raffert. Rapids still holding the zone. Puck comes around the boards. That is finally picked up by Andrews as he just lifts the puck a length of the ice, and we've got a stoppage. Icing is the call. 10:08 left to go. Second period, Rapids up 8-0, and it's a 50-7 shot advantage, my friend.
Yeah, just an ocean of difference between these two teams, and the Outlaws just, they can't compete with the River Kings. It's as simple as that. I mean, the difference in classes is evident, and the River Kings will just look to continue to pound them.
Well, there's a 1-1 situation, 2-on-1 now for Asante as Beauchamp playing some defense. Shot gobbled up by Shaw. He was ready for that one after not seeing a shot for well over 10 minutes of play as we get a stoppage. 9:59 left to go in the second period. And boy, oh boy, it's, I was wondering when he'd get another opportunity, and well, there it was.
Yeah, it's just, welcome back to the game, Deacon. Hope you're still with us.
I think he is.
Yeah. he was quick to get across the ice for that timeout. I mean, using that explosiveness.
Yeah, he's got to wake up them legs somehow. As Asante shot, Yost just wide by less than a foot. As now Asante's starting to pick it up a little bit. They got the puck down in the Rapids end, and now we got a 2-1. Tudich flanked by Nelson. Tudich shot. Oh, Nelson couldn't get the stick on the ice for the rebound. That's one he's going to have nightmares about, unless he gets one later in the game. As Rapids still holding the zone, held up by Tudich, drop pass Beauchamp. Beauchamp can't quite get enough on it to get through, as the defense was there. Santi breaking it loose. Nelson, he holds his own. Beautiful poke check against Yost. Nelson down low, centering to Denti. Big blocker save. As you said, good save by Healy yet again, as he's gotten some collision in there for him, but he's been playing well, even though in spite of that, as Heikert can't quite get control of the puck, trying to get it out, and he's just having a heck of a time doing so as Nelson holds his own. Nice collision there by Heikert, and Nelson as Schweitzer tries to get it back through. Puck just floating loose there, and it is not held in by Beauchamp. That was just an angle that he just couldn't quite make. That was a sharp angle. He had a tough go at that anyways. Rapids, they get whistled for the offsides. Another stoppage, 8:33 left to go in this second period. Rapids up 8-0, 51-10 shot advantage for the River Kings.
Yeah, another update of scores around hockey in the Canadians versus the U.S. in the Four Nations face-off. It's 1-1 right now, end of the first.
I saw something between periods that was the start of the game. They just dropped gloves and went after it.
Yeah, there was, I think, three fights within a minute and 9 seconds of the game starting.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you what.
No love lost.
This is probably before your time, Rory. I remember the 2008 Winter Olympics, and it was a gold medal match, USA and Canada. And, they took our gold medal, and they gave us Justin Bieber in return. And I'm still mad about that. As Bryslin, centering attempt. Oh, Anderson couldn't bury it. I still hold ill will on that.
But yeah, we'll take that trade, I think.
Yeah, I bet so. As Asante brings a puck down into the Rapid zone, Bryslin gets it after some bouncing around. Patterson can't quite play that because it would have been an offside. Anderson brings it up. He gets blocked on the shot. Centering back to Allstrand, shot just over the crossbar and out of play. Stoppage of play, 7:37 left to go. Second period, Rapids up 8-0.
Yeah, a lovely little head check there by Marcus Anderson to find Felix, and a nice save by Healy again.
Face off coming to the glove side of Healy. He has just played outstanding tonight.
He has.
My goodness. Whitehead holds his own on that faceoff. Won by Rapids. Williams behind the goal. Skating around. Drop. Down low. Puck comes squirting out along the boards. Bounce off the stanchion. And Whitehead gets there first. Otherwise, there was probably a breakout opportunity there for the Outlaws. Center ice. Whitehead up ahead to Locker. Locker down around the boards. Played by Healy. And now chipped up, trying to get out of the zone. And they do, is Asante. Bring up center ice, coming through. Blocked by the defense, bouncing puck. Didn't have to be played by Shaw. And up the other way comes Rapids. Locker with it, flanked by Whitehead and Williams. Stop outside the blue line. Putback opportunity. No one there for Williams as the puck went past him. No rebound as he was hoping for. It's 6.5 to go. Centering attempt for a shot from the blue line. No one home as Rapids has to play it. No icing as Shaw plays it up. He plays it up to Whitehead. Whitehead down a half ice. Ilian, he was obstructed from that just a little bit. As Patterson gets a puck, he can't get it into the zone. And now with a full head of steam, that was Asante's Yost. And he gets it poked away as Asante having a heck of a time getting it up into the Rapids zone. Now they do. Patterson takes a shot from inside the blue line. Shaw up to the task as centering attempt there for Patterson. He just couldn't get a stick on it. Rapids got lucky on that as Asante holds his own. Now they get it up to center ice. Asante trying to get back into the zone. Beauchamp leave pass to Diamond. Diamond carries into the zone. Ilian gets there first. Ilian using his size and strength to get there as Cooper has the puck. Leave up for Chevy Alexander about a foot to the right of the goal as Raffert corrals things and back to Chevy Alexander. Go behind the goal, behind Shaw. 5.5 to go as Shaw, he's getting harassed along the boards by Asante. Lift pass back behind the goal as Raffert gets there first. Cooper backhand up to center ice and there's a whistle. Let's see what that call is.
I think for me, what I'm seeing is just the game lose a bit of its intensity, which is obviously understandable. But I think if you're a River King, really sort of pride yourself on those little details and don't let yourself just go through the motions and keep on pushing for something.
Right, and it's not that Asante's quitting, because they're not. They're not quitting at all. But I that's a good observation, because I noticed that too a little bit, that the intensity...
Just the speed has gone down a little bit.
Absolutely, is... Face-off controlled by Rapids just outside the blue line. Raffert up ahead to Denty. Chips the puck way down back behind where Healy has to play it. Held in yet again by Denty. Bouncing puck. Santi breaking things out. And they throw it down into the Rapids end. No icing is the call. Under 5 minutes to go. Second period. Rapids up 8-0. And the puck comes up back to center ice. Just a little bit. It actually comes up. Shot inadvertently into the Asante bench. Hopefully everyone's okay down there.
Yeah, it looks it, and just keeping making sure those people are right, making sure their other goalies are they're ready to go if need be.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, I mean, Healy's done a great job, but I mean, at some point, do you make a change just to get some experience, or you just play it out, see what happens? But we'll see what happens in the next 4:44 to go in the second period. Rapids up 8-0. Over Asante's, they are on the verge of that weekend series sweep and getting another big 2 points as Rapids gets the puck behind the goal. Healy watching for it, picked up by his teammates as Vasikov brings it up, chipped down into the zone by the Outlaws. Centering attempt for the Outlaws, not to avail as Bennett comes up. Haven't mentioned his name in a little bit as he sends it up. One of the big leaders there is Lane gets behind the defense. Chevy Alexander's got to play defense, and he does.
Good play.
Nice sliding block as Rapids still trying to get that puck out. And that's one thing you talked about, Rory, is Rapids keeping the focus and don't let them get behind you on
defense.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just an example of it there and those defensive turnovers I keep on talking about.
Opportunity for Rapids. Shot, block, rebound, shot, reshot again. Puck bouncing around, shot behind Healy, and another save.
What a save.
My
the back
goodness.
Of his leg.
Man, Blindfold the man. He's going to do a good job. He's got two sticks laying in there and shot and a goal.
Tudic finishes it off. I mean, what an effort by Healy. The back of the leg save. I mean, where did he pull that from?
Patrick Y, I believe.
Yeah, or Dominic Hasek, I think.
Oh, that could be one too.
Yeah.
My goodness, that was. You can't blame Healy for any of that. You got to give him credit for the effort. I can't say enough about it.
Yeah. When it gets to your 4 foot fourth effort on that same shift, it's tough to keep on asking that of the goaltender across a full 60. And just, I mean, you as a goaltender, you want to make that first save. You pride yourself on that first save, and then you play from there.
Well, I mean, he made the first four saves, it seems, as Owen Tudic, he gets his first goal of the night at 16:27 by my count. Could be wrong. As Schweitzer gets another assist. And Nelson with an assist. So Tudic with assist to Schweitzer and Nelson in 15:27, time of the goal. And it's a 9-0 score. 57-10 shot advantage for Rapids at 3:10 left to go in the second period. Rapids gets the puck down into the Outlaws zone, and they kick it back out, but Nelson's there, sends it right back around the boards. Anderson giving some chase as Olsen was there as well. As battling along the near side board, screened out a little bit by the railing. As we'll watch that come back out, more center ice. Bringing that up is Andrews. Blocked by Whitehead right after it gets inside the Rapids blue line.
Nice chip.
Absolutely. Nice chip there as Rapids tried to get another one from Anderson to Allstrand, but just messed up there by the defense. Heads up defense by Asante on that to stop that from developing, because that could have been ugly too. As Rapids gets the puck up, Bryceland, Allstrand, Anderson. Breaking things up into the zone is Anderson. Leave pass to Whitehead just inside the blue line. Skates up to the circle, redirected out front. I don't know if it was which player was off, but it goes into the corner. Anderson backhand towards, intended for Nelson. Puck is still loose, picked up by Allstrand. Centering attempt for Whitehead. Ginger little backhand attempt there by Whitehead. No avail as we have a whistle. And we'll see what the call is on this. I think there's a penalty coming up.
I believe that's what the call will be. High sticking.
Yeah, or a slash or something along those lines. As it's going to be against Asante, and that's a slashing penalty. Man, that's tough going, as that's a slash for Asante. Number 14, that is Andrews. That's his second penalty of the game. Two-minute variety with the time of the penalty. That'd be 18:06 as we have about a full 2 minutes of a power play. Rapids is 3-for-3 on that so far.
Goal.
And a shot and a goal. Make that 4-for-4. My goodness.
Yep. I mean, a great showing for the River Kings power play. The second unit getting a lot more reps right now, and they're making good on their chances and showing coach how effective they can be. And Bryson nets his second of the game.
I'll tell you what, I looked down to just make sure my numbers were right, and I missed it. So I got to make sure I watch this. As Ilian had it, just skates
Cooper
up. Nice backhand pass. Bryson, boom, one-timer from the circle. You can't do anything about it.
No, absolutely not. I mean, Ilian also has that ability to just find a perfect pass, and he does so right there to find Bryson.
Ninth of the year is Jake Bryceland gets his second goal. Mikhail Ilian with one assist. And Cooper with another, as that was a power play goal. 18-18, time of the goal, as we are just about 1 minute away from the conclusion of the second period. And it's been nothing but Wisconsin Rapids, 6 goals to this point. And Patterson now with the puck, chipping it up into the zone. No one there as Rapids just moves further ahead. Williams gets a puck, shoots, turned away by Healy. 45 seconds left to go in the frame as the puck's loose in the slot. And as you said, it's some of the more backup players coming in, and they're getting their opportunities as well. You can't tell them not to play hard as Williams has the puck with Locker and Denti. Williams, shot, try to get another opportunity. Loose puck bouncing all over the place.
Oh, for the
how that
trick.
Didn't go.
Missed it.
How that didn't go in, I don't know, but it didn't. A big collision right below us. Garcia with Patterson. Physicality now coming up as there is a penalty being called. And we'll see what the call will be.
I believe it's Garcia going to the box.
I believe so, too.
Oh, what a chance that was for Williams to,
wow,
to net that hat trick.
Wow, that was something there. As you are correct, that is Garcia go into the box for, I believe it's a hook.
And Locker,
and they're
as well.
Going Locker as well.
Oh.
Huh. Interesting. We'll see what the exact call is. But then you're looking at a 5-on-3. That will be for 16.2 seconds. So Garcia for a rough. Locker will be for a hook.
Good block by Champ off that faceoff.
As time of the penalties, 19:44, as Rapids has to kill off this 5-on-3. Shot way wide from the blue line. 3-2-1. And there will be your horn as a shot at the horn. And that goes wide into the corner as we get another big period for the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. 6 goals as they hold a 10-0 lead. And they will be going into that third period. They will be on the 5-on-3 with 1:44 to have to kill on that before they're back to evens, assuming they don't give up any goals, which for Rapids, you hope they don't, but you never know with a 5-on-3. 6 goals scored throughout the whole period. Schweitzer, Bryceland, Williams, Schweitzer, Tudich, and Bryceland all on the goals in that frame as Deacon Shaw, he's 3-for-3 for a grand total of 10 saves in the contest as 49 through 2 periods for Charles Healy. So that's 2 in the books. Wisconsin Rapids again leading 10-0. So we're going to get a play a game here quick, chuck a puck, and then we'll get a new sheet of ice. So just keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I know. yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. And once it's in my mind, only one way I'm driving. You know,
I know that I'ma take the high road. Baby, get gone, have a little too much of something terrible.
Unless you wanna finish last. dressed like they're in Panama. Small town spring break every weekend around this place. And there's a bunch of boys trying to catch the eyes of all the pretty girls that are walking by. And those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, tan lines and gas station cheap sunglasses. They come in here from all around to get a little southbound, unwound. Tennessee, honey, cotton, a bus. Them south sounds abound. Some are dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cove. Long as it floats, we'll rock the boat. And it's all looking up when we get down. Yeah. She take it slow. She's dancing on the dock, and it's only 2 o'clock. Yeah, the fish ain't biting, cause the party's on. Oh man, I'm thinking about going home. But those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, they're gonna get a little southbound, abound. Tennessee, honey, kind of us. Them south sounds abound. Summer dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cove.
One someday soon you'll drop her off and she won't even know you're gone. This phase is gonna fly by if you can just hold on. It won't be like this for long. Someday soon she'll be a teenager, and at times he'll think she hates him. Then he'll walk her down the aisle and raise a veil. Says her prayers. He lays down there beside her till her eyes are finally closed, and just watching her it breaks his heart, 'cause he already knows it won't be like this for long. One day soon that little girl is gonna be all grown up and trying to hold on, 'cause there won't be like this for long. It won't be like this for long.
Mm-hmm. Live from Central Wisconsin and on the Free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Yeah, I was just hanging out, some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips, some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang along. She was a heartache on the dance floor.
Of things with a 10-0 lead over the Asante Outlaws. Man, it was just scoring throughout, consistent scoring throughout that second period. Scores by Schweitzer, Briceland, Williams, Schweitzer again, Tudichin, then Briceland yet again, as Wisconsin Rapids, they are out shooting the Outlaws 61-12. It's just been one-sided as they updated those save totals in between the periods. So with our good buddy Rory McGibbon, how do you approach this this third period? I know we talked a little bit about it yesterday when the game was in kind of a same shape. What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're a River King, just pride yourself on the little details. You know, make the right plays at the right time and sort of have that sort of dignity and respect for the other team. And I think if you're an Outlaw, just as I said earlier, play for your pride, play for yourself and your teammates, and just play the right way.
Well, 12 saves, as I said, for Deacon Shaw, and then 51 saves for Charles Healy, as he's played outstanding. Asante's lucky that it's not close to a 15-0 lead.
Absolutely.
As he has played out of his mind through big stretches of this game. And it's just impressive what he has been able to do tonight.
Yeah, he's pulled out some absolutely show-stopping saves. I mean, one in the first and one in the second. The one in the second was almost one rivaling of the first, sort of back of the leg, just stretching out and sort of catching that puck. And he's been outstanding tonight.
Well, Asante, they've got a chance to get on the board as they start this third period. For a minute 44 on a 5-on-3 power play, as Rapids took two penalties with less than 30 seconds remaining in that second period, and they've got a good start on it already as they just sent the puck down the length of the ice, as Rapids will be trying to kill this off here for another, just a little less than a minute and a half. As we have 19:40 left to go in this contest, Rapids up 10-0. As Santi trying to form something there, as Andrews cross ice pass, looking around for that was Heikert. Heikert with Yost on the point, shot wide of the mark with a wrister top of the circle from Heikert. Andrews skates in, he gets that shot turned away, and Yost can't hold in the zone as we are under a minute remaining in the 5-on-3 for the Outlaws. Heikert skates the puck up into the zone. Lane stays onside, shot right in the belly of Shaw, covers it, and we got a stoppage of play. 18:58 left to go in this third period. 42 seconds left to go on the 5-on-3.
Yeah, Deacon forced into some action early, and just good saves by him, and another update to the Scorch score. It's now 7-2 at the end of the second.
Well, face-off, that's controlled by Rapids as Beauchamp gets it up into neutral ice in front of a very nice crowd here tonight at the Southwood County Recreation Center. Again, thanks for joining us on Flow Hockey and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and 105.5 WIRI. Thanks for joining us tonight. Just really appreciate it. As there's 20 seconds left to go on the 5-on-3, 18:30 left to go in the game. As one last good chance here for the Outlaws is shot taken way wide of the mark. As down went Alexander Bezhikov, and he's getting up real slowly. He got a shot blocked by the River Kings and really gingerly walking away. As there's a shot and a goal right at the end of the 5-on-3. We'll see what the official call is on that. Went 5-hole on Shaw. I don't know if he saw that or not. But either way, Santi, they're on the board.
Yeah, great job by Asani to capitalize on their power play opportunities there. I kind of lost the puck in front of Deacon, so I'm not really sure exactly what happened.
I think it got redirected about 4 feet in front of the crease.
I mean, those are always tough. It's just you hope you can it'll hit you when it's that close.
Patterson with the goal. Heikert. And Lane on the assists. So they're calling that an even strength goal.
I mean, a massive hook, yeah, it's been called. Massive hook on Tudic there in that corner.
Oh, there's that.
Back up to Whitehead.
There's that delayed penalty, as you called it. It's Rapids letting Shaw get off the ice, getting that extra attacker, see what they can do. As Schweitzer brings it up into the zone, splits a couple defenders, shot, and a goal! Oh, delayed penalty makes them pay yet again, and Rapids answers with that goal. 11-1, River Kings.
A hat trick for Schweitzer, I believe. I mean, he's had two absolute rocket of a shots, and I mean, what a goal by Schweitzer.
Wow.
I mean, he's just epitome of an all-star, I think. What a performance he's had, and what a weekend he's had as well.
Yeah, Schweitzer splits the defenders, goes right through the slot, goes right side, just under the glove of Healy, and that's how we're sitting at 11-1.
Yeah, just another one there. Healy's just given absolutely no chance.
That's tough for Healy. He hasn't been hung out to dry, but it's just the difference between these two teams out there on the ice today. They're all series, really, is...
Yep.
There's another opportunity for Tudic. He brings the puck up. Rapids holds the zone. Chevy Alexander shot. Big cover there by Healy. And we got another stoppage. 17-12 left to go in the contest.
Yeah, I mean, this top six of the River Kings is just absolutely electric. Their offensive talent speaks for itself, but also their defensive game is really solid as well. I imagine the plus-minuses for all these guys in this top six are just outstanding, and it just speaks to sort of the ethos of the team.
Schweitzer with the goal. Tudic and Bulduk with assists as we play on here. 17:05 left to go in the game. That was a delayed penalty. It would have been against Andrews, but no one sits in the box as Rapids scored as they were able to successfully get Shaw off the ice. Rapids holding the zone now. As question about answering, shot right from the circle by Denti, just went wide of the goal. So you talk about getting that goal from Asante, and maybe Rapids caught a little flat there. No, they answered right away. Maybe that's one Shaw once back. He'd like his fifth shutout, but I think he'll take still an 11-1 lead. Shot off the post from Nelson. He wanted to bury that one as he's got the puck back there. Nice spinning pass. Leave right in the slot. Shot. Big rebound. Healy stands strong yet again as the puck comes out. Held in by Denti. Nelson centering pass to Allstrand. Centering yet again. Denti tries to chip it forward. He doesn't get the mark on it as Raffert holds his own on the far blue line. Leave up ahead. Allstrand centering. Denti tried to drop pass it, and now it has sent the length of the ice. It has to be played by Shaw. Because there's another shot on goal, I guess you could call it. Oliver Bulldog sends it up ahead. Grabbed by Anderson. Flipped down. Centering shot. Oh, and a goal. Tic-tac-toe. Bryslund with the goal. And another hat trick.
And another hat trick as well.
For Wisconsin Rapids.
Really happy for Jake. I mean, he's had some struggles this season. And his production's been a bit down compared to last year. It was, I think, a 50-point total. And just he uses his speed so well to jump up in that play and bury that cross, bury that lateral pass.
That was about as pretty as you can get, tic-tac-toe. That's how we are at 12-1. Face-off control by Rapids. Anderson skates through the slot. Backhand just barely misses that one. As Rapids still holding the zone. Bulldog in the blue line. Wrister, bouncing puck, and this cover by Healy. Anderson and Allstrand on the assists. 4:19, time of the goal. So Bryslund gets a hat trick. It's starting to turn into the Oprah show. You get a hat trick. You get a hat trick. Even Matt Fillmore gets a hat trick.
We're just waiting for Riley Williams.
Yeah.
I said to him in the intermission after his missed chances, I mean, do you want it?
Yeah, that's the question. He tried right there with a redirect right at the top of
that
the crease.
I would have been eating my words.
That's right. And he would have had some words for you after the game, I'm sure. As another stoppage play, 15-18 left to go in the game. As Welsh skating through, shot. Got a little bit deflected on that one as goes in the corner. Bulldog holds his own, skating backwards, shot. A little fluttering shot right into the glove and belly of Healy. Stoppage play, 15:05 to go. Rapids just taking care of business. A little BTO for you. And it is a 12-1 contest.
Yeah, smart play by Bulldog. I really like how he's looking for that tip there with a smart shot.
And a shot point blank range from Williams. And that goes, I thought that went the back of the net. It actually went above the net. So we still play on. Locker behind the cage. Welsh going for it. Sends it out front. Whitehead got a redirect right about mid-slot. Bouncing puck there. Beauchamp tried to backhand it in as well. She got beat up in the corner as well. She's going to be going to the box. As there's some pushing and shoving there with Lane and Welsh. Welsh not taking it as there's some gloves coming off. Referees getting in there. As Welsh really wants at Lane. Lane's helmet comes off. Referees getting in there. And the fans from Wisconsin Rapids going nuts. Welsh, the hometown boy, not going to take anything from anybody. And there the fans go crazy. And he is being cheered. And here he goes to the bench. He is so mad as he drops his helmet on the ice. And his teammates are just kind of laughing about it, saying, that's our boy. We're waiting to see this fire out of you.
Yep.
And we will decipher what the penalties are for how long. And, you know, that's the thing. It's part of hockey.
Yep.
And I'll say I've lived in Rapids almost my entire life. I've known his mother since high school.
Yeah.
I've known him since he was an itty-bitty little guy.
Yeah.
So I reported on him when he was still in high school.
Wow.
So kind of cool. I mean, you don't want to see the penalty. You don't want to see him lose his cool like that. But it's cool to see that the growth of the game.
Yeah, I really love the small-town community that Rapids is. And, I mean, it's Welch, he's such an amazing guy. And that fire has been brewing all season long. I mean, he keeps on telling me he wants to go. He wants to go. Obviously, his father played a similar sort of style. And, I mean, yeah, that one's been brewing for a while.
Yeah. I mean, a little frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, it's an emotional game. So, I mean, both individuals are going to be at fault for it, unfortunately, because they both dropped gloves. But that's, you know, almost sounds like I'm cheering for the kid. It's cool to see him get out there
Absolutely.
And get into it.
Yeah.
But probably not the moment that he wanted. But The hometown fans sure loved it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only thing Welch will be irritated about is it wasn't a clean fight. You didn't really get the chance to really go at it.